Hi, everybody. This is Callan McAuliffe from The Walking Dead, and you're listening to Radio Cafe.
Wow, such a voice.
The first thing that came to my mind, how do you behave differently as a dead man?
As a dead man, yeah. Well, I mean, fortunately for me, most of my scenes were as a living man. And then when my character eventually, kicks the bucket, I got to do the makeup and I got to do the groaning and crawl on the floor. But my character, when they find him, both of his legs have been broken and his throat has been cut. So I'm a quiet, crawling zombie. So you can't even call me a walker anymore, which is what they're called on the show. So I had to just pull myself along by my arms and make sort of hissing noises. And I got my mouth full of dust on the day, which was fun. Felt like I was in the trenches. And yeah, it takes a little more energy, I suppose, because you have to put yourself bodily into it. You have to really give your all instead of just delivering dialogue, which can be, you know, quite simple and straightforward. It's more theatrical when you're a zombie.
Did you have any connection to zombies or zombie movies before you got this role?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a young man, or at least I was once a young man.
How old are you?
I'm 28 now, so it's, you know, I won't be able to say that much longer. But I grew up with zombie stuff. I used to play the Dead Rising games, if you know those, and, you know, there was always something zombie happening around me when I was a kid. And I think as a young man as well, you want to be the lone wolf hero in an apocalypse where you can kind of indiscriminately slaughter things that were once human but aren't human anymore and that are definitely bad guys with no kind of moral ambiguity, you know. So I think everyone wants to be in a zombie apocalypse at some point, and I got to live it on screen, which is nice.
Yeah. Is your goal attached to this word, like the zombie word or comic word, like as an actor?
As in, do I want to do more zombie stuff? I mean, if the right project comes along, I think there's been so much that's been made about zombies and about the post-apocalypse scenario that if you do it again, it has to be done well and it has to be interesting and different. So if someone sent me a script for a zombie apocalypse program or a movie that was sufficiently unique, and I'd consider it, but it's not my goal. No, it's not. You know, I don't lie awake at night hoping someone sends me another zombie audition.
What's your goal?
My goal? I don't know. Just have fun, make things that I like and that I'm proud of. Which is, you know, you don't really pick your roles in the industry. You kind of just take what comes your way. And so I suppose my goal is to get to a position in my career where I can be more selective, and where I can just do the things that I want to do and make the projects I want to make.
Personal projects?
Sometimes, yeah. I write occasionally, so I've written a book, which I published about 5 years ago, I just learned.
What's the book about?
The book is it's an animal fiction, kind of like Watership Down, if you've heard of that. It's a classic English novel. But it's about a Tibetan Mastiff, the dog, and a nautically deluded seagull, who thinks he's a sailor, who are defending their flock of sheep against the last pack of wild wolves in the British Isles before they were hunted to extinction. And so it's a bit of fun. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but I'm still pretty proud of it. But so I sometimes do things like that, little side projects here and there. But I'm mostly career devoted to acting.
I'm interested more about this book. I'm sorry, just let me ask one more question about the book.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, if you didn't get through this word, science fiction, would it be attractive for you, this kind of stories you wrote about?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for the most part, those kinds of stories are told through animation. If I were to do an animal fiction movie, they're often animated, and so it would be primarily voice work and maybe motion capture, which I would really like to do. And who knows, maybe I can get my book made into a movie one day. That'd be nice. But if I wasn't doing zombie stuff, sure, I think whenever there's animal fiction being made, I'd be more than happy. Yeah.
What is your connection to the fans? How they react to the actor? How they react to the role? How they compare the two?
Sometimes they confuse you for your character, you know? Yeah. They ask me why I did this or why I did that when it was my character who was doing it. But it's been really nice. The fans have really welcomed me in and made me feel like I'm a part of the family. And the fans have been, you know, the fans arguably have worked harder than I have on the show, because they've been around for a decade. They've been watching since the beginning, and I'm fresh meat, by comparison, you know. I didn't join until season 8. And so I feel like I'm very grateful that they've been so welcoming and they've been so kind and accepting of my character. And, you know, they don't all love Alden. They don't all love him. But I've been shown a lot of support from the fan base, and I really appreciate that.
What is your connection to Budapest fans?
I don't have one yet. This is my first time exploring that, you know, that idea. But I love Budapest, and so far everyone that I've met has been amazing. So I'm hoping that for the next 2 days I can actually build that connection with the fans here. It'd be really nice. I don't know how many Walking Dead fans there are here yet, but, you know, hopefully I can meet some of them. Mm. Yeah.
How long you stay in Budapest?
Just for maybe 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a quick one. But
actually, that's like a holiday, you know?
I guess it is, yeah. And I've been before. I came quite a few years ago when I was doing...
A lot of shooting happening here.
No, I wasn't filming. I came on holiday for... I was doing a Euro trip and taking the trains up to Sweden. We stopped in Budapest, and it was a beautiful time. I took a riverboat cruise, you know, and explored the city at night, made some friends. And I went to this... I was telling some people here before, I went to this beautiful little model train museum called the Budapest Miniversum, which is now gone. I think COVID dealt them a deadly blow. But that was probably my favorite memory, was the model train museum you guys used to have here. But it's gone, which makes me so sad. But I'm sure I'll find more to love about the city.
What's your plans for now?
I'm going to stick around here the rest of the day and then come again tomorrow and meet some fans. Talk the talk up on the stage, take some photos, and then I don't know, maybe go out to a bar and get sloshed with some locals, you know.
Good choice.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.